Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here with Celeste Headlee, and let's begin this segment by doing the math. So to help us with the complicated financial and economic math in play in our economy, once again, we turn to Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Morning.
We give you some theme music there. You like that?
That's nice.
Great. You know what the name of the band is?
No.
You go home and do your homework and find out. So Ben Bernanke and the Feds meet today to discuss interest rates, okay? That's a number that all of us can get our heads around.
An important one.
Indeed. And now, what numbers is Ben Bernanke and the Feds going to be looking at to determine whether they raise that interest rate, which, of course, is a bellwether for the entire economy, determines how much credit there is, and whether the bailout of a lot of the financial institutions is even going to continue?
So rates are low. They're going to want to bring them up eventually. But what they're looking at is the economy, how it's doing, if it's recovering. Certainly looks like it might be. But they also have to be wary of inflation.
So I mean, that's the huge issue, really.
That's the huge issue.
And where in the recent numbers that we've actually talked about is there signs that inflation risk, at least for the short term, is low?
Well, you know, unemployment, there still is a problem there.
But I mean, within the unemployment numbers, the amount of
hours
worked.
We're not seeing pay go up, for
right.
example. So if you saw pay going up, then you'd be really worried.
And later on this week, we're going to see the consumer price index,
yep.
which will give us an indication.
That'll be one of the best indications we could get.
Does Ben Bernanke have like a advanced look at the CPI when he meets at a meeting like this?
I don't know if he does, but you know, even the CPI is not a perfect crystal ball.
And in fact, it's distorted by the fluctuations that we've seen over the last couple of months in energy prices.
That's right, because they're not included.
Right. So what do you expect is going to happen today?
So they're going to come out tomorrow and tell us the results, but they'll be talking all day today, all day tomorrow. What most people think is they'll keep rates flat, but that they may indicate to us that later in the year they will raise them.
Now, if they keep them flat, is that a sign that Ben Bernanke is confident about holding his job or maybe nervous? Maybe if he raised them, he'd be more confident.
You know, if they do anything and they're wrong, it looks really bad. So they're always slow to do anything. And, you know, he's not the only one making the decision. So I don't know if it bears any statement on what he thinks about his job.
Well, we'll be watching. The interest rate number will be out tomorrow. The discussion today, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for The New York Times. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.